This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and or good morning, Power Hour Nation, wherever, whenever you are connecting with us. So good to be with you. In fact, it seems like I haven't seen you guys in about a year. Oh, wait, it has been a year. I always like that joke. Excuse me. I was at the restaurant yesterday on New Year's with my daughter, and the guy running the restaurant says, "I haven't seen you in a year." And she just looked at him so perplexed. It was hilarious. But anyway, of course, it's a new year. It's 2019. I was just getting used to writing 2018 on my checks. Sometimes I go back in my mind and I think about 19 something. Wasn't it just 1999? Wasn't it just 99 to 2000 just a minute ago? Wow, of course, a lot of news. We got a lot of news to go over. We're going to discuss things. Our regular guest has had a minor emergency. I think they're okay. We'll find out more, but they've had a minor emergency, so we're not going to have the regularly scheduled guest. The second hour, Fetzer is going to join us, and we're going to discuss some of the news topics, actually, some of the current events, also the lawsuit that he's involved in about Sandy Hook. I mean, you talk about the most scrutinized person on the internet, on YouTube and all these. If it's not James Fetzer, I don't know who it is. I mean, this guy is like radioactive to these places, YouTube and what have you. I can't even have Catherine post an interview with him on YouTube. You know about our YouTube channel. Of course, if you haven't signed up on our new YouTube channel, please do. You can go to the website, thepowerhour.com. On one of the sliders, it says the YouTube channel. Click there, and then you can go to our channel. It's relatively new, obviously, because the other one was destroyed. We're getting a lot of hits. We'll we'll go from there. I can't even have Catherine, or Catherine can't even post an interview with Fetzer. We can't even risk having our, because they'll just tear down our site immediately. We'll go into some of the things when he's on. It's crazy. We're going to talk about news the first hour. Any comments that you guys have, any thoughts, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Of course, always love to hear from you. I got great sentiments from everybody, some cards, so many nice things that you have said over the holidays. I thank you. I reciprocate them back to you. 10 times over. Thank you so much for all your support and what you've been and who you are. It's never been more important, never, in recorded history of this planet than for you to be who you are right now. The first hour, I'm going to have my uncle join us as we talk about the news. We'll go over some things, maybe extemporaneous subjects I'm going to ask him about also. Uncle Kevin, it's good to have you here on the Power Hour.
It's great to be back on the Power Hour again, Dan.
Everything go good for the new year for you?
Yeah, had a wonderful, wonderful year.
Yeah, wonderful year. Okay.
And I'm glad I made it to the next. Never thought I was going to make it to 2019.
When did you think that?
In the 60s.
In the 1960s, you thought 2019 might as well have been 2500.
Yeah.
Well, here you are.
I am. And I'm glad to be here.
Well, we're glad.
Very glad to be here.
We're glad to have you. We got some great news story. I don't know if they're great, but important. I think, obviously, some of the current events are going on. We're going to go a little deeper in some of these stories. Let's start in Delaware, of all the states. Delaware. Court rules the government can keep the money seized in a drug bust even after suspect acquitted. Okay, I haven't even read the story now, and I'm fired up already.
Yeah, me too. That don't sound constitutional, I'll tell you that.
Well, I think, wait till you read this. Wait till I read this, then you'll really feel that. This is out of Delaware State News. A Dover man, Dover, Delaware, acquitted of drug charges and convicted of weapon offenses, was denied in an attempt to regain $13,584 seized during a search warrant execution at his home in 2015, according to a Superior Court ruling issued last week. The man's name, Jeffrey Crippen. Catherine, if you listen, maybe it's possible we can get this guy on. Jeffrey Crippen, C-R-I-P-P-E-N. He was not entitled to three bundles of cash seized by the police due to lack of documentation and proof, ladies and gentlemen, that the money was legitimately obtained. Okay, the first thing that comes to mind when I read this already. I haven't even gotten into the rest of this. But the very first thing, what have we always been told about civil asset forfeiture? Well, if the government, if the police take your money, then you can do what?
You can get it back.
You get, if you're innocent.
If you're innocent, you can get it back.
If you're innocent.
But it's going to cost you a whole lot of money because you can't get it back unless you hire a lawyer. And that's going to be $4,000 to $10,000. So most people don't even go for their money.
Okay, but as that is, and I grant you that, but we've always been told that what we can go.
Yeah, you can go file get with proper paperwork, and you can get.
And if you're innocent,
your money back.
If you're innocent, they'll give you your money back, right?
Wrong.
So the first thing. So let me keep reading this case. The Crippen claimed in a 2017. He shouldn't have claimed anything. This is like Jerome Corsi talking to the FBI. Shouldn't claim anything. Say, it's my money.
Yeah.
Well, how'd you get it? It's my money.
It's none of your business how I got it.
Yeah, how'd you get it? Well, it's my money.
Possession is 9/10 of the law.
Well, yeah, and they possess it. The police took it. So they possess it. So that doesn't work here. Anyway, the petitioner could not document a supposed $5,000 personal loan allegedly received. Well, personal suggests personal, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't that personal?
Okay. The guy probably wanted to keep it quiet.
The court said, nor a business it was purportedly intended for. There was no evidence to support an alleged second personal loan as well, the order stated. Okay. Quote, the court finds it incredible that the money was allegedly loaned in 2013, but then 2 years later, the money would be part of a collection of funds stored in a home that had been broken into multiple times instead of a secure location like a bank, the judge noted. A secure location like a bank. Did you get that?
Yeah, I got it. I caught
it. I'm starting to get the idea. I mean, I don't know. I would like to talk to this Crippen person, man. It sounds like, you know, maybe he lived in a bad part of town.
Yeah, didn't trust the banks.
His house was broken into several times. Maybe he was. Maybe he wasn't. Maybe his neighbor was involved in drugs. It's irrelevant to me.
It doesn't matter.
The whole part of this and the attitude of this judge that the burden of proof lies with him, somehow lies with this man, you know, one of the people, the endowed creation of the creator, you know, how we talked about the Declaration of Independence. Why does the burden of proof lie with Jeffrey? Jeffrey should have just said, it's my money. Well, how'd you get it? It's my money.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, this is totally unconstitutional. The Fourth Amendment, the Sixth Amendment, the Seventh Amendment, I'm sure there was no jury trial.
Nope. And they took it without a jury trial.
Well, they took it with a warrant, supposedly. I'd like to see that warrant, but that's another issue, supposedly.
Yeah, them warrants can be real tricky, too. They're not even signed, a lot of them.
So I guess they accused him of some drug, some kind of drug thing. He had $13,000 that they found. Oh, we're taking this because you're involved in drugs. I mean, they can make some kind of awkward, legitimate argument. I mean, albeit, I don't buy it, but okay, all right, whatever. It's somewhat constitutional. I have a search warrant for your house. For selling drugs, and we found 13.
Probable cause. What's the probable cause?
Well, he was selling drugs. I mean, I don't know. I'm assuming a lot here. I don't know the detail. That's why I'd like to talk to him. But, okay, we can say to that point, they probably can fly constitutional muster. We have a search warrant to search his home, assuming that they got it in the search warrant in a legitimate way. Jeffrey is selling drugs. And we're searching his home for drug paraphernalia and things involved with it. Oh, we found $13,000 loose in cash to go along. So, okay, we're going to seize it. We're going to hold it until we try the thing. That's
I don't know. Did they find any paraphernalia?
I don't know. I don't know all these. It doesn't say all these details. What it does say is they went to court and he beat the charge. He was acquitted.
Okay.
So at that point, should he not get the money back? There was no proof of employment from 2012 to 13, the judge found. No, quote, sufficient evidence that the cash was related to legitimate non-criminal sources. My statement to you, Judge Moron, Judge Witham, is there was no credible evidence that it was related to illegitimate activity.
Right, yeah. That could be my life savings. I've been saving up all my life. I don't, you know.
Could be anything.
Could be anything. You don't have the right to take it.
Right. So he says there was no proof that it was related to non-criminal sources. Well, there was no proof that it was related to criminal sources. That'd be my. This is a massive case, ladies and gentlemen. This is, I mean, this is, these things like this are getting more and more brazen. How long have we talked about civil asset forfeiture?
Well, there was, when I was living down in Atlanta, one lady was coming down from, I don't know, Jersey or whatever it is. She got stopped in Atlanta and didn't find anything in the car except $40,000, and they took it. She was going to go down and buy a business down in Florida, and, She went, you know, they took her money. She had to go down. She couldn't buy the business. It took her like 3 years to get back her money. And she didn't get back her $40,000 because she had, you know, $15,000 or $20,000 worth of court costs and lawyer costs. So it was a nightmare. And she didn't do anything except have money on her.
Okay. What we've been trying to get across to you, the listener, and this is, if you are going to say, you know, why is Daniel Brigman on the air? Why is the Power Hour with Daniel Brigman, with his uncle, with these guests? Why are they here? This would be one of the top five. This is why I'm here. I've been trying to get across to you, one, that just like Deborah Tavares is coming on, I think tomorrow also, because we got to get these updates. And what she broke, I mean, you talk about the harassment that she has gotten so far in her life and how she's blown the whistle on so many things. What she mentioned at the end of the interview last time about the accounting in these local municipalities. I mean, you talk about risking your life. Anyway, getting back to I'm digressing again, but she's going to be on to talk about this. What she talked about in the last interview, and we'll talk about again, these city governments, state governments, the state of whatever, Mississippi, you know, Florida, whatever, all caps, these are no longer republic institutions endowed by our, you know, defined by the Constitution and signed onto, the states of the revolution. They are no longer. They are corporate bodies that work for corporate interests. And notice in this judge's decision, notice the Bill of Rights, why I've told you and asked you and begged you, one of the most important acts you can do for your family's freedom in the future is to have a copy of the Bill of Rights and to understand that and to be convicted of that. That is one of the most important things you can do, period. Notice how everything, you know, in America, aren't you innocent until proven guilty? Isn't that what you've been?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, this man.
But not in the corporate world.
Not in the corporate world. Now you got it. Not the bylaws. It's like if you work at Walmart, you can't wear a Donald Trump for president or a Hillary for president t-shirt. Why? Because that's their corporate employee bylaws, right?
Right.
But in the, you know, our republic, you can wear whatever you want, and the Bill of Rights protects you. See? It's just like that. Jeffrey is not innocent until proven guilty. We're going to get to more of this and more stories on the other side. So good to be with you, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to PowerHour.com. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Kirkman by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life life free of sickness, pain, and fear. Live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Here's the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution. The most important part of the Constitution is the Supremacy Clause and the Bill of Rights, the first 10. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, particularly describing the place to be searched and the person or things to be seized. In the end of the story, This is Crippen, Jeffrey Crippen. It says that he represented himself.
That's why he didn't get his money back. Yeah, he didn't pay
the $40,000 or $20,000 to get his $13,000.
Yeah, he didn't pay the VIG to get his money back.
Yes, basically. And this judge, ladies and gentlemen, this is what I'm trying to tell you. The judge is supposed to be a neutral arbiter in a side of what? Inside of the Constitution.
Yeah.
That's what they're there. That's what they take an oath for. But instead, they're the side of the corporate state. In this kind of Delaware, that money goes to Delaware. It goes to
wherever. And if you don't pay your, if they don't get their cut or percentage, you don't win.
This is a discussion.
It goes way back. I mean, how many times, 20 years, we've been trying to fight this stuff.
Right, and we put up with it, and it's okay, right? Mm-hmm. Everything, oh, it's okay. Oh, I have nothing to hide in this idea. You're going to see some other stories. Anyway, let's move on. But this is so important to where we are now and to get you to realize where we are. Don't be under the illusion that the police, although there's so many good-meaning police and sheriffs that don't think I'm not saying that because that's not what I'm saying. The organizations themselves, the city governments, the municipalities, they are corporate entities executing corporate bylaws and statutes to the detriment of your God-given rights, turning you from all the power, the one with the crown in this country, to the one subject to them. You notice what this judge is basically saying. You are subject to me. You have to prove to me and justify your existence and justify your money to me because I rule over you. That's exactly what they said. Jeffrey has been turned from a divinely endowed person of the Declaration of Independence to a human creature at the behest of the state.
Yeah, cash cow.
A cash cow. Ooh, I'm glad you said that. Keep that word for when we talk about the chip. This is at CNBC. Researchers develop artificial fingerprints, claiming they could hack into a third of all smartphones. You know, these smartphones with fingerprints.
Yeah.
You know, how you give you, get Johnny's fingerprints in case he's ever lost. You know, in case he's ever kidnapped and dies, we can identify him, you know.
Didn't Sean Connery use that in one of the spy movies?
I'm sure. He's 007, James Bond. I'm sure.
One of my favorite shows.
Artificial fingerprints have been developed by researchers who say they could one day be used to hack into everyday devices. Deep Master Prints, earlier this year, they are machine learning methods that act as a kind of master key, which the researchers claim have the potential to unlock around 1 in 3 fingerprint-protected smartphones. Okay, obviously, you're aghast that they can unlock your smartphone. What's the next step if they have your fingerprint? What can they do with it?
Yeah, anything. You're safe at home.
They can frame you for anything.
Anything.
Your persons, your papers, your effect. You see why the Fourth Amendment is so important, ladies and gentlemen? Why I have nothing to hide? Well, that's fine if you have nothing to hide. They have something that they want from you.
Yeah.
They want your endowment. They want your divinity. They want your position because you have all the power and they want all the power. And for them to take all the power, they have to subject you to their authority, as Cartman on South Park says.
Mm-hmm. That is correct. And they want you broke.
Right, because that's power.
That's power.
That's currency, current. You know, river flow, mm-hmm. currency. That's power. That they already took the gold, so the gold, you don't have the gold anymore. Unless you go buy some gold, but the money in your pocket is a Federal Reserve note. It's already digits. It's already fake. And this is key. Let's just put it that way.
That's a big story.
It's big. It's huge. These two stories are huge. Okay, another story. The New American. The Washington state infringes on right to keep and bear arms with new law. 59% of Washington voters approve. See, this is democracy. You want to know what democracy is? People talk about democracy. We have a constitutional republic with some democratic processes. That's what we have in America, or at least George Washington, Thomas Jefferson. This is what, when people say democracy, when Ocasio-Cortez screams about democracy, when Obama talks about democracy, that's why it's so amazing that Trump talked about our republic.
Yeah, giving the power back to the people.
59% of Washington voters approved an initiative in November to increase the age limit to buy semi-automatic assault-type rifles. Okay, that's democracy. They just voted away the Second Amendment. Okay, in America, that's against the law.
Totally.
That's against the
law.
They
can't do it. They can. They did it. But those are our rights are sacrosanct. They cannot be taken away from us.
Give them away. There's a couple other things we're going to talk about. You're kind of going over the year. There's an article from the Daily Sheeple about 44 numbers that will surprise you. And something about the churches and God. And I'm not trying to preach church to you. I'm just trying to get you to understand why and put these together and what's going on. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a great broadcast for you. More news. So good to be with you. ThePowerHour.com. Me and Uncle Kevin right here.
I'm right here with my Trump shirt on.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News. President Trump is meeting with congressional leaders on both sides of the aisle at the White House. And before that meeting, the president met with his cabinet at the White House, where the president said technology can only go so far when it comes to preventing illegal immigrants from entering the country.
I mean, we could have all the drones flying over the people last night as they tried to rush the border. The only thing that stopped them was the wall. If we have drones up there, it's wonderful. We'll get nice pictures.
The president also had some strong words for former Defense Secretary Jim Mattis and Afghanistan.
I'm not happy with what he's done in Afghanistan, and I shouldn't be happy. But he was very happy. He was very thankful when I got him $700 billion, and then the following year, $716 billion.
One person will be $425 million richer thanks to Tuesday's Mega Millions drawing. New York lottery officials say one person bought the winning ticket that was sold in Long Island. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Of course, thepowermall.com is what funds us. We have some great end-of-the-year specials, pretty much site-wide. 12% off everything that's not drop-shipped. So you can give Jay at the Power Mall 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Also, Real Focus, we have a supply of that that's 50% off, so that we're blowing out for you guys. Check that out. And also, a new thing. You have requested interviews for Sherry Rogers. So we're selling, we have a package of all the interviews for the year from Sherry Rogers, CDs of them, and I think the price is $45. You can get those, all the interviews of Sherry Rogers. I know we get so many people who want her information, want her interview. So check that out at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. There you go. Give Jay a call. Moving on with the news. Hackers threaten to expose 9/11 documents that will, quote, provide answers about conspiracies. This is a very provocative story from the Mirror. Hackers have threatened to expose secret documents from the computer systems of a law firm, which they claim are related to 9/11. Now, as you know, the Department of Justice, some aspects of it have begun some sort of investigation, some sort of lawsuits involving 9/11. It's been very secretive. We don't quite know exactly. I mean, I don't know what you've heard about it, but I don't think we know.
It's very secretive. Yeah, they're not putting it out there. And those people that hacked it are ransomware. They're charging ransom to those people.
That's right. They want to basically, you're going to pay bunch of money, or we're going to release these documents.
Correct.
This is very provocative, isn't it?
It's 007.
Yeah, this is double. I mean, some sweaty teenager in their mother's basement is holding the world's information at bay. You pay me in Skittles. You pay me a lifetime supply of Skittles, or I'm going to blow the lid on 9/11.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure it's a little more sophisticated than that.
They want more than that. They want to get paid in cryptocurrencies, too.
Is that what they said?
Yeah, that's fact. Yeah, wow. They want to get paid in cryptos.
Interesting.
They don't want to get traced.
That's interesting. The tweet they provided was, quote, "We'll be providing many answers about 9/11 conspiracies. There are 18,000 secret documents leaked from the lawyer's office." Wow.
Yeah,
they
put out three or four of them out there, and if you don't pay us our whatever the cryptos they want, we're going to release. Yeah.
See, this is where we're at in America. We're so illegitimate on so many levels, and we're so criminal on our institutions that now we're rooting for criminals.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for this criminal now to see what they do, right?
If we had transparency, it would have never happened.
Moving on, out of Connecticut, this is, ladies and gentlemen, these are disturbing stories, but they're so important. This is so important of where we are. And I don't, no matter what happens in the future, I don't want you to be caught off guard. And I think that, I believe, America is going to get a chance to make a decision and with the information. And so we may choose wrong. I mean, we've chosen a lot of things wrong, but we may continue to choose wrong. I don't know, but I think we're going to have that choice. Here's another one of these stories that is just right in your face that is telling you what the state thinks of you. And it also says what they think of the law they swore an oath to. Out of Connecticut, new state law requires mandatory flu vaccines for all children 2 to 4. Comply or don't go to school. Parents who fail to get their 2 to 4-year-old children vaccinated for influenza in Connecticut are in for a rude awakening when children return to school after Christmas break. I guess they got preschool there. I guess that's what this is. The new state law is simple. Quote, this is from their state law. Comply or your child cannot go to school. There's no question that the subject of vaccines is controversial. It goes on, a right to informed consent, whatever, blah, blah, blah. This is big news.
Real big news. If it was me, I wouldn't bring my kid to school. I wouldn't take one of those shots. Almost killed my sister.
Well, I almost killed the Hulk. Lou Ferrigno. Yeah. I don't know if you remember that, ladies and gentlemen. Almost killed the Hulk. What's it going to do to a poor 2-year-old?
Yeah, a little kid or whatever. I don't know. What age group?
2 to 4.
Two to four. That's crazy.
Did I stutter or something? I say 20. I kept feel like I
said
24.
14.
Yeah, that's why. Two years old to 4 years old.
I would not do it.
Anyway.
Well, the government knows they got them over a barrel, you know. They need two people to work, or the mother's a single mom, so she doesn't have much money. She's going to be forced to do it. That's the sad part about it.
Well, yeah, if they say, well, we're just not going to school, then they'll get the truant officer.
Yeah, and then they'll throw her in jail. Yeah, yeah.
So do you see what they've done on so many levels? If they have already told you, they are already acting as though you are a subject to them. And that they are the king, that they are the corporate overlords of your life.
Yeah.
Obey
us or else.
Or we'll use force.
Yeah.
You know, there's a song by Rage Against the Machine. The what they use force to get us to do what they have decided that we must do. They use force to get you to do what they have decided that you should do.
That's correct.
This is another example of this. When are we going to stop it? What will stop it? Good question. Here's a 44 numbers. We're going to go. Maybe I'll skip this. We'll come back to this. There's some of these numbers. I'll go over this with James Fetzer, too. They're just really shocking. It's from Daily Sheeple. It's an article. All these are at thepowerhour.com, the news. One study found that the average American spent 86 hours a month on a cell phone. That's a lot.
I can believe that, yeah.
McDonald's feeds approximately 70 million people a day globally. 70 million.
Yeah.
And Pornhub gets 78 million visits a day.
I believe it.
Yeah, so McDonald's and porn, they're neck and neck for our interest. 60% of all Americans actually believe they have seen a ghost. There's some different things in here. Anyway, we'll go over some of these.
I'm one of them.
They went to McDonald's.
Oh.
Yeah. The third. Missile crisis at Punta. I can't even pronounce it. In Nicaragua. Okay. Now, this is a story that Charlotte Iserby sent me. You know Charlotte. She wrote, of course, Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. She's getting up there, and I talk to her every so often. And is just a national treasure. And she sent a letter from one of her friends. And this is what they are saying. She lived on Grenada for a while and knows about the tensions that went down there. Reagan invaded Grenada. You know, why are we invading Grenada? If you remember that story. Here's what she said. I'm going to read a little part of this. And just to make you aware, I don't know what will come of this, but this is what she sent me. If it comes from Charlotte, it's probably pretty good. Missile crisis in Nicaragua and Venezuela. Dear friends, Russian President Vladimir Putin is planning the third Russian missile crisis that will involve Nicaraguan airport and also the airport in Venezuela with runways over 3,000 meters or 10,000 feet, which can not only accommodate the Russian Tu-160 long-range nuclear bomber, but also the giant Antonov Ruslan heavy military air transport that can carry up to 150 tons of cargo, or the US C-5 Galaxy Lockheed Martin military plane. Okay, and she goes on, it's quite lengthy. John Spring, America is now facing the prelude to the third Russian missile crisis in Latin America. I want to introduce this to you. I'm going to find out more about it. I don't know a whole lot. I mean, there's a lot of chatter on the internet. There's a lot of things on the internet that I ignore that, let's just say I ignore it because it's hard to verify. But when Charlotte sends me some stuff, I'm going to put it out there, at least so you're not caught off guard. There may be some legitimacy to this or not. I got this from Charlotte. So be aware, something may be going on in Nicaragua, placement of the missiles for a potential, if there's a potential war, that we're in a vulnerable position here in our hemisphere as regard to Russia. Out of the Vatican, Vatican letter undermines U.S. cardinal on abuse. The Vatican blocked U.S. bishops from taking measures to address the clergy sex abuse scandal because U.S. church leaders didn't discuss the legally problematic proposals with the Holy See. The Holy See. I don't know what he sees that's holy, but enough
beforehand. He's a lot better than holy. That's your dang shit.
The November 11th letter from the Vatican's Cardinal Mark Ouellette provides the primary reason that Rome balked at the measures that were voted on by the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. The block vote stunned abuse survivors and other Catholics who were demanding action from the U.S. bishops to address clergy sex abuse and cover up. Okay, let me summarize this story. The U.S. bishops, some kind of foundation or council of conference of Catholic bishops, want to meet to do something about all the abuse, victims to help them, and also the abuse going on in the Catholic Church. They've worked pretty long on this, and they think they have some solution, and they have a measure that will help both the victims and help the church kind of cleanse themselves of this. And who steps in right at the last minute?
The Pope.
The Pope says, no, not so much.
Yeah, I ain't doing it.
No, not so much.
We ain't paying out those people. We're denying everything.
We're denying everything. We're not.
Well, they paid out billions and billions and billions. I don't know how. They probably got bajillions, the Catholic Church, but they want to keep it.
I'm going to bite my tongue. I'm going to bite my tongue about the Catholic Church. There's a lot of good people who are Catholics.
They are.
And I don't want to offend them, but God Almighty. I mean, jeez. Stay tuned.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
James Fetzer is going to join us at the top of the hour, and he's filled in. He's always ready at the moment, at the drop of the hat, so we really appreciate him. And we're going to discuss some current events, also his lawsuit that they're coming after him. He is the most vilified person on the internet that I know. I mean, other than, you know, some, like, mass murder or something.
I mean, we love James.
I mean, I just love his courage.
Yeah,
I love his courage.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't agree with everything he says, but I certainly stand. I'm going to choose to stand with James. James wants to speak his mind. We're going to let him speak his mind. We may challenge him on some of the things he speaks, yeah. But we're going to let him speak his mind. So we're going to have a good discussion with him when we come back. A couple of health stories. We always get run out of time on some of these news. A lot of news, thepowerhour.com, you can check that out. Banish winter blues with these 12 foods. Here's a great article. One is berries. Winter can have many of us feeling stressed and exhausted. The cold, the lack of sunlight, the holidays, whatever it all adds up. Blueberries, raspberries, strawberries may help prevent the release of cortisol, a hormone produced by the adrenal gland, which is the stress gland or stress hormone. Walnuts, omega-3s, can easily travel to the brain cell memories and interact with mood-related molecules. Walnuts.
I take my omega-3 every day.
That's good. Oatmeal. What grows great with walnuts and berries? Oatmeal.
Oatmeal, yeah, I agree.
That is good. And a little brown sugar.
Mm-hmm. Brown sugar.
Or honey. Honey, even better. I'd like honey. Leafy greens, dark leafy greens. If you're going to do spinach, you got to wilt spinach. I did learn that. You got to wilt it or you can't absorb it.
The only way I can eat spinach is if it's creamed.
Cream spinach. It's
cream spinach.
Very good. Not like Popeye. You're not like Popeye.
No.
All right.
No, I tried to be. It didn't work.
When you were little.
I was so disappointed.
Why couldn't you pick up the house after you ate some spinach?
I ate so much spinach and then I didn't get strong. What a letdown.
Okay. One of many in your life, right? That was the beginning of what TV lied to me.
Yeah.
Mushrooms. Wow, I never would have thought about that. If you're not getting enough vitamin D from the sunshine, your mood might experience a corresponding drop. High in vitamin D, they can also strengthen your immune system, aid digestion, and lower cancer risk. Avocados.
Oh, I like avocados.
Oh, yeah. B6.
Oh, man.
My wife cooks such good taco salad.
She does.
She's
love it.
My wife is the best cook I know.
Yeah.
She's amazing. Agree. Lentils. My mother used to make lentils.
I don't
lentils
like lentils.
Soup. You like lentil soup?
No.
I like lentil soup.
Soup is okay, but not lentils on the plate.
No, I would agree with that. I don't think I can remember eating lentils, but lentil soup. I like good lentil soup. Quinoa. Quinoa is good.
Oh, that's
I like
good
it mixed
stuff
with stuff.
Yeah,
like as a base. I don't like rice. You kind of use it like rice
mm-hmm
as a base.
A quinoa.
Now, some lentil soup on quinoa, that would be good.
Never had it.
Yeah, you just said you. I believe you. Fermented foods like I love sauerkraut on hot dogs.
Oh, sauerkraut.
You know,
wonderful.
Speaking of, talk about hot dogs. You know, I don't eat pork. And so you used to can never find a hot dog. They got all beef, no nitrate hot dogs now at
everywhere,
at almost everywhere.
Just about.
And so get that with some good sauerkraut. That's pretty good.
A quick meal.
Quick, easy, simple,
yeah,
and it's really good.
Yeah, that's
mustard. I like only mustard. Only I don't like mustard and ketchup.
I don't like
a little ketchup. I like mustard. You like mustard?
Love mustard. I like the hot spicy stuff.
I like Gouldens.
Yeah,
I don't know if you guys get Gouldens. Bananas. There's a savory.
Oh, yeah.
Bananas help you. Pumpkin seeds and dark chocolate.
I eat 3 bananas a week.
How do you know? How do you keep track of that? What do you have, a banana chart?
Yeah.
Where you mark it down?
Didn't you see that tree out in my kitchen?
The banana
it's hanging
tree.
On the back. It's hanging right there.
All right. Dark chocolate for you, especially women, love chocolate.
Oh, Lord, I love dark.
Real. Now, I'm not talking about like Kit Kat. That's not what I'm talking about. Real dark chocolate with the cacao
That's
in it.
It's supposed to be good for you.
It helps reduce cortisol again. Top 5 signs of vitamin D deficiency. I thought this was interesting, you know, to go with, especially during the winter months. But this is really around the year because our foods are so deficient now. Ongoing musculoskeletal pain and achy bones may be a sign of vitamin D deficiency. Frequent illness, frequent infection may be a sign. Neurological symptoms. This includes depression, quote, feeling blue, cognitive impairment, headaches, and migraines, maybe a sign. In 2006, scientists evaluated the effects of vitamin D on the mental health of 80 elderly patients and found those with the lowest levels of vitamin D were 11 times more prone to depression, fatigue, and daytime sleepiness. So if you get some daytime sleepiness, maybe all you need is some vitamin D.
Or go into a tanning booth. Those tanning booths.
You can get some, yeah, but that's hard on your skin. There's a fine line there. You can get a there's fine
you
line.
You don't overdo it. You just
get a little bit of vitamin D.
A little bit of vitamin D.
Head sweating. You ever heard of that? Head sweating.
That's when you eat cayenne pepper.
Your head sweat.
That's when you know your meal is hot. Your forehead sweats.
Forehead sweat. Well, this is saying that may be a sign of vitamin D deficiency. Barring the cayenne pepper, if your head sweats up, how'd they figure this out?
I guess I never had, I was deficient in that.
All right, let's go with the 44 numbers from this article we mentioned. Number 10, the suicide rate in the United States has risen 33% in the last 20 years.
33%. I can believe that.
That's a big jump. That's a lot. People are sadder. People are more depressed.
No, they're more on those drugs, the
They need some vitamin D.
And
they should have read that article. They should have read that last article. They should be listening to the Power Hour.
Yeah.
Important article, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe share the news. According to the United Nations Population Fund, well, that's a creepy name, isn't it? The United Nations Population Fund. I would not want
to
donate.
I would not want to be on that list.
40% of all births in the U.S. now are outside of marriage, which you go back my lifetime, or just about my lifetime, that was at 10%. So now it's 40%. 13 million households in the United States do not always have enough food to eat.
That's terrible.
Oh, my gosh. That's a lot of people. It's terrible on the world that we live in, where there's plenty everywhere. Over 500,000 people are homeless in the United States right now. More than 100 churches in the United States are dying every single week. More than 100 churches. Usually I would say some of these churches need to die, but there's a point here with this next one. If you go back to 1986, 10% of all young adults were, quote, religiously unaffiliated, 1986. Now that number is 40%.
I believe it, yes. The schools have...
Well, the key is, you talk about the Bill of Rights and all this and what's coming, and the controllers cannot control you if you have a loyalty to a supreme being, God,
right.
A Bible. So
can't do it.
They can kill you, but they can't control you the same way. That's what happened in America. Is so important. That's what can happen now.
Yeah, they want to be number one.
Right, the state is your God. Yep. So this is what's going on. This corporate in the corporate structure. Just think of it, or the Republic of the United States. You know, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, or the corporate statues that we're going, the courts that we're seeing now in the two systems. And now you're starting to see this. Is God important to you? You know, this is why I had this argument with my, not argument, but discussion with my in-laws came and visited over the holidays, or right before. And we were talking about, you know, God's important to you. I said this to my mother-in-law. She was trying to lecture me about something.
I wouldn't go in the room when you two are talking about that.
Well, see, I said, is God important to you? She said, yeah, you bet it is. You bet God's, or bet he is. You bet God's important. Okay, then why do you send your children to a place 8 hours a day where they cannot talk about God?
That's a great question.
Do you think that something positive is going to come out of that? Now, you can tell me, well, I feel like I have no other choice. Okay, then tell me that. But don't justify your decision. Do not justify your decision. Because at that point, if God's not important, then where your rights come from? So you think, oh, well, I don't need to teach my children religion at school. Okay, maybe that's true, maybe that's not. But that's not the bigger point. If your rights don't come from God, then where do they come from? Do you see, ladies and gentlemen?
I see.
This is big. This is big. And we have to make this reconnect to our past. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. James Fetz on the other side, and we'll have Uncle Kevin stick around too.
Yeah,
imagine a cold winter blowing outside, yet you are warm and cozy inside with economic, safe, comfortable heating thanks to your Sunair ductless furnace. The Sunair ductless furnace provides your home with comfortable, radiant electric heat that stays near the floor where you are, not on the ceiling where you aren't. It's simple to operate and the most energy efficient furnace in the world, heating up to 500 square feet for about $1 a day. Sunair heaters and purifiers are made in America and built to last. To order, call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.